No one knows the future, and we're not pretending that in a single weekend we can guess this year's ending. When you listen next week, only an hour's gone by. Don't know if we can do it, but we're gonna try. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long.
Hello, welcome to Talkin' 2024 with Noah and Joe. It's 12:30 a.m. on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. This is episode 17 of 53 that we are recording back-to-back, bringing you a weekly forecast that's timely and untimely.
Like a pile of clothes that you haven't had a chance to sort for the last 6 months.
Or a breadcrumb under the couch that you miss with your vacuum.
That's right, we're talking April 21st through April 27th, 2024, with our guest of the hour, Jolie Darrow.
This week is Passover, so we'll be chatting about unleavened bread as well as spring cleaning. I can't pass over introducing myself as your host, Noah Max Levine, and here with me is your co-host for spring, Joe Tuzzy.
Hi, Noah. You're getting there. You're almost done.
Yeah, we've got one more, and then I get to take like a two-hour nap.
While you're napping, you might want to dream about whose birthdays are coming up this week.
Oh yeah, whose birthdays is it this week?
We have a few birthdays we want to wish happy birthday
Hitler.
To.
Yeah,
no, that was last week
technically.
Oh, my dad, happy birthday to my dad.
Happy birthday to Jolie's dad.
Yeah.
Colin Maley, John Law, Sean Locke, Emmanuel Kant, and Dev Patel all have birthdays this week.
How about that?
Yeah.
Let's bring in our guest.
I only know two people, and it's Hitler and my dad.
So let me introduce you. This is Jolie Darrow, who is a comedy writer and variety show producer in Los Angeles. She most recently was a writer on Snake Oil on Fox and a creative producer for a show on Amazon's Crown Channel. RIP, it just went away last Wednesday as of recording. And she makes videos and game shows with her film collective, Highland Park TV. Jolie, welcome to Talkin' 2024.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. As you were reading that, I was thinking, wow, I hope that my most recently worked on is not still that by the time this comes out, or else I'm fucked. So yeah, hopefully I have some other cool gig happening, or I might not live out here by then.
Well, you know, life is all about change, and we never know what the future's going to bring.
I have faith in you. I think your creativity will keep giving you jobs.
I sure hope so.
So first, we just want to get to know you and like how you move through time, how you move through the year. What that means is, are you a planner or not?
This is a complex question.
Yeah.
Because I fancy myself a planner. Those around me would probably say, no, I'm not. I like to do all the steps towards planning and organizing, and then none of the follow through on it.
So you're a producer.
I'm a producer.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey-o.
So does that mean like making lists and then not?
But never like, I have spent probably days of my life putting systems of organization into place to only a week later completely abandon whatever system I have set up, because I'm constantly in flux between really needing consistency but absolutely hating anything having to do with consistency. It's like medicine.
I identify with that. I like organizing things, but I can't keep organized.
Yeah.
I'm very much a planner and organizer. Like everything I have is down to all my work stuff, all my personal life stuff.
Yeah. Do either of you watch The Great British Bake Off?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well,
I watched the first season.
Yeah. I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay.
I took a swing. sometimes they plan for that, but.
Well, it was really interesting because it comes as no surprise, given what I just said about myself, that I have ADHD. I was recently visiting my parents back in the Philly suburbs and going through like old boxes of pieces I wrote as a kid, like poems and like homework assignments and journals and whatever. I found all of my old report cards from like elementary school. I'm a late diagnosed ADHD. I didn't get diagnosed till my 20s. Every single report card was like, Jolie needs to be more organized, or Jolie needs to learn to take her time doing things. Like, it's like every single one. And I'm like, parents, how did, like, no help, no intervention, just kind of let me be that way. They were like, they did the classic boomer parents thing of like, you should be more organized, and then never actually like stopping to help or follow
just
through.
Figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know the thing you are, why don't you be different?
For me, it was just sit at the front of the class. You'll be able to see everything. So I didn't get glasses until like senior year of high school. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I could have been good at baseball. I just never had the chance because I couldn't see.
Baseball?
I played baseball for a while.
You had baseball class.
But you can't see a ball. You're in trouble.
Oh, okay.
So I was bad at catching.
Yeah, I see that. Do you plan things pretty far in advance or kind of just...
No. I can't. You know, it's really hard with this industry. Like, oftentimes I won't have work lined up and I'll be like, my schedule's completely open. And then I could get a call and next week, like the next 3 months of my life could be different. Busy. So yeah, I find it quite hard to plan ahead, but I think I like that. I don't like when things are expected of me. I don't like that.
When you do have to like plan things and keep track of things, do you have like a preferred method between like an app or like a physical planner or calendar?
So I have this theory. One day I will reach like nirvana through my organizational flow. Like once I get to like inbox zero and like everything is in one place, then I will achieve oneness and I will ascend to the heavens. But until then, I actually recently have found a lot of, I'm gonna come out and say it. I'm an Apple shill. Like I will buy anything Apple. I have watch, the Apple Watch, I got the iPad, I got the Mac, I got the AirPod, like, and I fucking love it. I love the ecosystem. And that is like, it's really doing it for me right now. And because it's like, everything appears on every device. So like, it's hard to forget when it's like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can like do shared notes, you can do the shared list now. So like the reminders are doing really good for me these days. Like I definitely last month as in October, not last month as in March, I had to like kind of look myself in the mirror essentially and be like, Jolie, you got to get it together. Because I like had no system. My life was just kind of falling apart. And I was like, no, you need to like write things down because I was forgetting things. There was like one day where it all just kind of like came to a head. And I remember just like walking around the house. Me and my partner were kind of like at each other over something. I can't remember what it was, but like I was so overwhelmed and I couldn't remember something. And all of a sudden I started just like crying. And I was like, I don't know where my hat is. And I couldn't find my hat, the hat I wanted. And he was like, Jolie, it's under the dog. Like it's literally right in front of you under the dog. And I realized like, yeah, I need a system. And it did. It helped. I'm in a much better place because I wrote everything down.
Yeah.
And it's like until I actually get it all on like paper or like on a list, it just exists in my brain and I can't juggle it all.
So do you use the Apple Calendar then?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody we've had on so far is a Google Calendar person, even the Apple product people.
No, you know what it is?
Yeah.
Because you know, I have Gmail like everyone else.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also kind of a tech geek too. And I love playing around with like shortcuts and different things that I can like make happen within the ecosystem to like work between the products. And so I figured out that I can have Google Cal, just like all the events just go to my Apple calendar.
So you have them linked up, double reminders.
Linked up, double reminders. Yep. You can get me anywhere as long as it's a big company, big tech company.
I've used OneNote for work, which is like Microsoft, but the thing is, like, I tried doing notebooks, and then it's like, you have to have the notebook with you.
Yeah.
You have to remember which notebook.
Yeah. Get your iPad.
Right.
That's what the iPad's for.
But then you could also have it on your phone, and you always have your phone. Mm-hmm. So when it's in the cloud, you can get it on your computer. like, mm-hmm. you can't lose The Notebook. That I
it's
think
incredible.
Is big.
Yeah, it's huge. I'm a big Apple person as well for the same exact reasons.
Like, it's just watch, too good.
iPad, phone, computer.
I hate how reliant I am on it, but it's just like they did the thing. And you know what? I reward them.
Hey, if it works for you. You were saying, like, there's often a lot of uncertainty because of your work. Is there anything that you have planned far in advance? Like, what from now do you think is the farthest thing you know you'll be doing into the future?
I'm working on a documentary right now that is my own personal project. And I know, unfortunately, I will still be working on it by the time this comes out. Other than that, other than the sort of like self-directed stuff, I don't think, literally the only thing I had lined up for the next couple of months in terms of work, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, Amazon Crown just got axed by the big boys, by Bezos. I was supposed to have a show for the next, like, through December, and now I don't have a show. So, nothing.
What about any, like, travel, weddings, like, something that something that you got to do or be at?
Like a wedding in May?
Yeah.
To go to?
That's in the future.
That's in the future. But that's why the same friend wanted me to come to a bachelorette party, like, in February. And I was like, I can't agree to that. I don't know what February. You might as well say, like, 10 years from now.
It's harder for work and stuff to be like, oh, yeah, I've got a bachelorette party that weekend. But you can be like, oh, yeah, I've got a wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
Weddings and funerals are the, like, no questions asked.
And wedding-funeral combinations.
Wedding-funeral combinations are wild times.
It's good if you can manage to get both back to back, that you're just crushing life right now.
Same venue and everything. Save some money. Yeah.
But, like, different people, not the people being married being buried.
I mean, it could be someone that would have been at the wedding being buried.
Like, oh, I see. Oh, what
grandpa.
You're saying.
Now
I mean,
celebrate.
It's basically the same song on the organ, just like slowed down and sped up, right?
You pay the organist by the hour, probably. Joe, take us away.
All right, so I have a segment that we call Spring Training with Joe Tuzzy.
Do-do-do, that's Spring Training with Joe Tuzzy.
And basically, Jolie, what it is I loved sports growing up. I loved athletes, and I don't look athletic now, but I was athletic then. And there's just something about, like, having an athletic person or athlete that you admire. And I'm not saying a sports person specifically, like, it could be an entertainer that just seems to be athletic. Is there anyone like that you've kind of been fascinated or admired by growing up?
Growing up?
Anytime. It could be now, too. Like, it's up to you.
Someone athletic?
Yes. Like, one person said The Undertaker, who was not, like, a sports athlete.
So. Oh, God.
You can also say, I don't. That's okay.
So, Andrew, my partner... he'll be on in a couple months. He's a big basketball guy.
He is.
And there's this player whose name is Porzingis.
Kristoff.
Last year, whenever I heard Porzingis, like, I don't pay attention to the games or anything, but for some reason that name just, like, stuck out to me. It was like, Porzingis. And, like, I just thought it was so funny. So I go, Porzingis. This year, he got traded to Andrew's team, the Celtics. So now I hear Porzingis all the time. I just like his name. And Andrew goes, I think he was accused of sexual assault. And I go, oh, Porzingis.
That's not a nickname.
No, his name is Kristoff Porzingis.
Oh, Porzingis.
This is his last name, yeah.
I understand.
It's Doug.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah,
that
Doug is Porzingis.
Fun to say. For sure. So,
Celtics.
Let's start looking at the calendar.
Wait, Tuzzy, do you have does your segment have, like, a theme or anything?
No.
Like,
no song.
Can I make it? Can I do the song? Can I do
yes,
a song
you can,
for
yes,
it?
Yes, you definitely can.
What was it called?
Spring Training with Joe Tuzzy or Tuzzy. Doesn't matter.
Do-do-do, that's Spring Training with Joe Tuzzy.
Oh, thank you. I love it. I love it.
Will you play it every episode?
Yes, I will say yes to that, even though Noah and Tom are in charge.
Yeah, if someone reminds me to edit it into the episodes that aired before now. Thank you.
Noah has no idea. This is Noah's first time. Everyone else here knows me.
Yeah.
This is our first time meeting. He has no idea what to do with
me
right now.
It's so great. I mean, think about all the parties you've been to and the different occasions you've met people, mm-hmm. when you're tired, it's mm-hmm. the best.
I feel like in my life, I've hung out with you more late at night like this, yeah. at like comedy clubs and shit.
That's probably true.
We weren't tired.
But yeah. also,
I'm not like, convinced you're not a vampire.
But we didn't
look
point out
how pale we look on the screen. Right,
we were stressing. We started recording with you at 12:30, but for you, it was 9:30.
Well, wait, Jolie, what time was it for you and Andrew when I picked you up for Mallory's wedding?
Tom picked us up from Newark Airport at like 1 a.m. Gotcha. But for us, it was like 10.
Oh, okay. So it was earlier. So I forgot that. Yeah. It was just late for me. Okay.
Time is bending. Everybody's going to weddings together. And yeah, so, but here we are. We're talking about April, the week of the 21st. What kind of weather are you expecting out where you are? It's always nice.
California has the same weather every day, right?
Yeah.
I think that's like around the time that it starts to get super nice again. Like cold. It rained all last winter. It was kind of fucking dumb last winter here. I hope it doesn't keep being that way. It should be nice. It should be like in the 70s.
If it rains unexpectedly in the winter, does that like throw off TV production and film production? Because they're probably counting on filming outside.
Yeah, it does. I think in the winter, it's just more expected. I don't think it doesn't always rain as much as last year. There is an expectation though. And you know, it's still cold. It's still like, there are some days that don't get above like 60 or like, you know, that's, you guys are like, okay. So, or like, you know, yeah, but here, okay, here's 60. The thing. You're looking at me like, okay, you pussy. But what I'll tell you is 60 degrees. Anything below 60 degrees in Los Angeles is the coldest it's ever been. I don't care. Like, it's different. It just hits different when you're here. It's like, you know, I've suffered negative wind chill bullshit on the East Coast, and it's just not the same as waking up and it's like 45 degrees here, and you're like, I've never been colder.
I wonder if
I'll never get warm
so
again.
You're so used to nice weather. Yeah,
exactly.
I went to San Diego, it dropped to like 64. And people were in coats.
Yeah, you're like, why?
And I was like,
God,
what the
why?
Hell? I'm out in my shorts, like in Crocs walking around.
Yeah. I think it has to do with what you're used to, like what kind of clothes you have, all that stuff. Yeah. People in Los Angeles have got to dress stylish.
No.
No?
No. Opposite. No. The shittier you look out here, the more famous you are.
Oh. I'd be great.
They do call him Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. Well, because we used to live in New York, too. In New York, everyone looks good. Like, people look really good. But here, no. You don't have to look. People don't dress up here at all.
I guess once you reach a certain level of fame, it's like, who gives a fuck what I look like? Like, I'm just going to be comfortable all the time.
Yeah, I get that.
It's also like athleisure. Athleisure is like huge. Everyone wears athleisure all the time. Like, if you could go to a bar in athleisure. It's kind of Philly. People dress like they're from Philly here, but it's like. A choice here.
Yeah. I just wear sweatpants because I'm comfortable. Like...
Yeah.
Let's hit on some of like the lesser known holidays that are happening this week. We'll start with that. April 21st is National Tea Day in the United Kingdom. I haven't brought in a lot of international holidays, but I do like tea. Are you a tea drinker interested in celebrating National Tea Day?
Yeah, I love tea. Tea's great.
We have a drawer and a cabinet full of tea at our house.
Look, some of these holidays, there's not much more to say than that. Like April 23rd, World Book Day. Wow. Enjoy a book.
Read a book.
Yeah.
Books. I like them.
April 25th, World Day for Laboratory Animals.
Is it like pro or against?
I mean, I think against the testing of them, mm-hmm. and so in favor of their...
So not like, oh, let's all have a pizza party mm-hmm. for them, right?
Let's have a pizza party for freeing them?
Or just give them a pizza party. Mm-hmm. That's where I went with it.
I was thinking of them as they're like the workers of the lab. So it's like, we're not going to pay you more, but we'll give you...
Give you a pizza party.
And a pat on the back.
A lot of lab animals would appreciate that, for sure.
That's true.
And then April 26th, of course, is World Intellectual Property Day.
World IP Day.
So that's a big one.
That doesn't feel like a thing that needs a day.
It's just,
yeah, like, who advocated for that?
Bezos.
One psychopath is like
Disney.
Yeah, probably Disney.
There's a day for every cause.
Microsoft.
There's a video game that comes out this week. There is one, Eiyuden Chronicles 100 Heroes. I don't know much about it.
Who's the publisher?
You know,
Tom's on it.
I didn't write down a lot of details.
No, I don't know if you know this about Jolie, but she is an avid gamer.
Eiyuden Chronicles 100 Heroes. My fiance, who was on a couple episodes ago, has definitely played one of these games, and I have not.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. There's a movie coming out this week. It's called Challengers. It's starring Zendaya, and it's some kind of tennis film.
Yeah, actually. She's like a really good tennis player, and then she has a major injury and becomes like a coach. But then there's like a love triangle between the guys she was like coaching and stuff.
The plot of the
and
movie.
They have, yeah, it's a plot of the movie. I heard about that. There's like a threesome situation.
Yeah, there's definitely a threesome in it. And it got pushed back. It was supposed to come out already.
Was it because of the strike?
Yeah, I think so.
We can't say for sure it's actually coming out this week of April 21st because these things do change. If it does come out this week, who's going to go see it? I mean, among us.
I mean, I'll go see anything, really.
I'll probably see it, but I won't go to see it. I'll probably see it when.
Yeah, that might be a streaming one. We'll see.
Eiyuden Chronicles is like a smaller publisher, kind of an action-y RPG game with lots of heroes.
It says the developer is Rabbit and Bear Studios.
It's a good name for a studio, though.
I think it's kind of indie and is like its own thing. Yeah, and then going on this week, Passover is starting on the evening of April 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
I do keep Passover, so that has a big impact on my life in terms of like having to have matzah around and think about what I'm eating.
Hate matzah.
Yeah.
Were you all happy that was the third word out of my was matzah?
No. I'm just used to it. I like matzah a lot.
I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
And one time I threw up after a Passover. You know how when that happens, especially when you're a kid, you're like, well, those are foods I don't like anymore. That was Passover.
I got hives on Passover.
You got high from Passover?
Hives. I broke out in hives one year.
Oh my gosh. The first time in my life, I'm happy I'm Christian. I'm just kidding.
Oh, don't worry. We got stuff for you on Passover. Don't you worry.
I married it. Don't worry.
I mean,
we got plenty of plagues to go around.
Disliking matzah is pretty common. I enjoy matzah. I enjoy spreading things on it, melting cheese on it, all
chocolate
that stuff.
Chocolate covered matzah is great.
Yeah. That's not my favorite thing to do with it.
I was introduced to Passover by the Rugrats.
Yes.
And like, loved that movie for years and years and years. And now I'm married a Jewish woman. So thank you, Nickelodeon.
Formative. Yeah.
But
she's basically Chucky.
You were like, did you impress her? And you were like, I know the story of the Passover. These Macca babies, you'll never believe.
How it happened. Because I met her doing improv, so something had to impress her.
Yeah, the other kind of thing that comes with Passover is spring cleaning. My parents will clean out their whole house and all that stuff. And spring cleaning is a thing people talk about. So do we know why spring cleaning? Why cleaning
in
spring?
Because houses get dirty.
Yeah.
But why in spring? It could be fall cleaning.
Well, you associate spring with like you're opening the windows, you know, you're letting the fresh air in, you're getting you're dusting out the cobwebs. Like classic, imagine like Cinderella and like Snow White, like all the things you're imagining is happening when they're cleaning. It's like, yeah, that's spring.
Okay, yeah, it's spring cleaning because the robins and the baby birds and the squirrels are helping you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Does anybody like have a seasonal time of? I'm like always feeling like I need to clean things.
No, I'm the same. I'm always cleaning things.
Yeah.
As someone who has moved a lot, I tend to probably every season, maybe a little bit more, just like have a weekend or so where I'm like, I need to get rid of everything that I don't use. It kind of goes back to the whole, like, once everything is clean and in order, I will ascend to the heavens. Like, I just think, I feel like so many of my hangups are around, like, disorder, but I am a chaotic and disorderly person. So it's, you know, we all contain multitudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the year contains multitudes and,
they're getting tired.
Wow.
There are other examples of things that contain multitudes. Which, you know,
Name two.
Times tables.
Times tables.
That's good.
And Russian dolls.
Aiden Chronicles contains multitudes. It said 100 plus characters on that thing.
I'm sure quantum physics does also.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about no quantum physics.
I don't
know
if anyone can prove that, though.
That's pretty good.
That's a callback to another episode.
Oh, last week?
Last week's episode.
Oh, Joe flipped back to last week's script.
Sorry.
No, that's good.
We celebrated 420, so.
It's true. It's a celebration. So we're moving into some of the final pieces and the wrappings ups. So thank you for popping on at a reasonable hour for you.
Yeah.
Going on this journey with us. So anything non-time sensitive that you want to plug that, you know, will persist between now and April?
Yeah, I'll plug my documentary, I was talking about earlier. Currently, it's in the making a sizzle phase, but hopefully by then it will be in the it is funded and we're actually working on it phase. But regardless, I will continue working on it. It is called My Fucked Up Dog. It is a comedy documentary about my fucked up dog and everything that comes with loving broken things.
And so people can just keep an eye out.
There's an Instagram. You can go to My Fucked Up Dog on Instagram. And then, or if you want to get emails, go to fuckeduppdog.com. I did just renew that domain, yeah. So I will still have it in the new year. You can follow me at Jolie Darrow. That's the main stuff.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
How about
your
guys?
Your dog is adorable.
Like, she's a very cute
she's
dog.
A very cute dog.
She's beautiful, beautiful dog. So broken. So broken.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that I would feel safe going to fuckeduppdog.com if you hadn't told me what it was for.
Oh, you should have seen what used to be on that I bought it out from.
Yikes.
I'm just kidding. This is a joke. It's a little joke.
We told jokes. We've told jokes.
We've told jokes in our lives.
Yeah.
I've had one or two in my day.
No, I guess, yeah, no one else wanted that domain. It was very easy to get.
There's no imagination or joke or anything of like, oh, yeah, it probably before you had it, it was this, that doesn't just make you
sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Sad. The other things I want to say as we wrap up, as we say every week, let's not forget about the Southern Hemisphere where weather is reversed and they are moving towards winter, actually, at this time of year.
Oof.
So let's not
don't know what that's
that.
Like. Jolie doesn't know what that's like. She lives in California.
No.
60 degrees.
Yeah. Burr.
I also want to thank Sawbona Creativity Project for giving us a space to make this podcast this weekend, to be here for so many hours with so many people. Check them out at their website, which I don't remember, but you can Google and see all the things they're up to and get involved, donate, etc.
Ooh, I have one more plug.
Please.
I hope you're enjoying this episode. You don't have to listen to any other episodes, but there's going to be one in November that Andrew Coppola is going to be on, and that is going to be great. So definitely tune into that one.
I agree.
Okay. So now we need to get Andrew to tell people to listen
back
to this episode, and then people can listen back and forth between your two episodes.
Yeah, this is the only ones that they'll hear.
Is there something you could add to make this more like a Rashomon situation? With your episode and Andrew's episode.
Is that a story within a story within a story?
It's like different perspectives type thing.
Okay, let's see.
You should ask a question and Noah will ask Andrew that question and see if his answer is what you think his answer would be.
I think I'm going to
remember.
Yeah,
this is straight up dating you now.
So you can pick the question and what you think his answer will be. Sorry, did I just take over?
No, that's a great idea.
Or wait, what if you guys have a question? I'll tell you what I think the answer is going to be.
Oh,
like, is there something?
What's he going to say when we ask, are you a planner?
Yes, he's going to say very much so. And he's going to say it stresses him out. And he's probably going to make fun of how much of not a planner I am. And maybe he'll talk about how I ruined his life when it comes to planning and time. Maybe not that extreme, but he'll probably do a caddy.
So
yeah,
I got a lot of that.
He'll probably like do it like a catty little like jab at me, and I'll go, and then you can go. Don't forget, she plugged your episode.
Oh. Okay, wait, I gotta write that down, and then I can say, "Don't forget, she plugged your episode."
I love that you have an Andrew card already made. Like you have card, he has cards for every guest made to take.
No, yeah. I don't. I just
he
wrote,
has
I
like binders and every like so organized.
It's so well. Organized, it's amazing.
So speaking of organizing, it's time for the takeaway, which is something to leave our viewers with for them this week. Sometimes it's inspirational, sometimes it's silly. Joe, what is this week's topic that we'll all try to contribute to?
This week's takeaway topic is something you can get rid of, a la Marie Kondo. Your ex's phone numbers.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to say, here's what I don't want you to get rid of. Your old technology. Because what I want you to do instead, go to Google or go to YouTube and type in whatever that old technology is, right? Not revamp. What's the word? Like
restore?
Refurbish. Restore. Yeah. Or things to do with old blank. Because my dream is to just spend all day taking old stupid tech and make it into other stupid tech.
Oh,
it's like upcycling.
Like where people kind of gut it out and put new stuff in it, and then it does a different thing.
My brain goes right to the old school TVs that are now fish tanks.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah. Or like you can take like your old like laptops, you can make them into like DJ pads and stuff.
Oh,
like
cool.
MIDI controllers. Mm-hmm. And so don't throw out your old tech. Keep it and make it something cooler.
I like that. Yeah, upcycling.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Let's do one quick one from the general pile and then we'll call it. So let's give everybody for this week of April 21st a soup they can enjoy.
Tomato soup's always good.
Dang, yeah, you're right. Italian wedding soup. I feel like there's a lot of weddings that start in April-ish, so.
I really like winter soups, but I think I'm going to say miso soup because that's always cleansing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jolie. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Tom. Thank you all for listening. Tune in. You can skip to November if you want, or you can join us again next week because we will be back.
Talkin' 2024 was recorded at Sawabona Creativity Project in South Philadelphia. For more information about their programs, go to sawabonacreativityproject.org. This episode was recorded on Saturday, November 25th, 2023, and therefore should not be considered a trusted news source. Music for this episode was written and performed by Sarah Clemency. You can find more information about our guests in the show notes and via our Instagram at Talkin2024. For any questions about the podcast, you can email talkin2024@gmail.com. If you'd like to follow along with the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. Have a great week.
How can you live a year in just 3 days? How can you live a year in 36 hours? Turn in the calendar, but you're staying in the same chair. Living